This is y'all queen? Not the queen.
I'm looking for the hoe.
I'm dead.
Shake that ass, huh?
I'm looking for the hoe.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's going on? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And your forgetful friend, Dory.
That
sucked. I'm sorry. This is your girl, Dory. I need to do better. See, I'm self-aware, as you can see.
Yes, you do. And we got a full house tonight.
We do.
We got some young ladies here with us. I don't know if y'all want me to introduce y'all. Y'all gonna introduce yourselves, because you know.
I'm Tyra.
And I'm Jasmine.
Hi, guys. I'm Ari.
What's up, girls? Let me give y'all some air horns, because I know, Jazz, this is not your
not your first time.
It's not your first
You're not
time
a virgin.
I'm a virgin.
It's not Jazz's first time on here, but it's Tyra and Ari's first time. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us. We have a different generation of young women here with us tonight. So we're blending the old mommies and the young baddies tonight.
Period.
The way it changes, right? Just the wording.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, for sure. What's going on? We're going to go around. We're going to start here with the little forgetful Dory. What's up? How you doing? How's your week been?
Listen, I'm going to vent about my day because... I had such a fucking day that I gotta fucking share it with somebody. I mean,
God, the floor is yours,
listen,
honey.
Listen, it was a long day. I was with kids all day. Like, I don't even want to look at one.
Use a
and
condom.
These are all
Use
mine.
Use a condom. There we go.
Anyway, so yeah, it was a very long day, and I took some shots because I needed them. And here we are. That's it.
Ari, how you doing, baby?
Hi, guys. Bring the mic up. I'm doing, I don't know what to say. I'm doing okay. Life's been rocky, but I'm getting through it. I got hired at a new job, so.
Yay!
I know, air horn. That's that.
So we talking about
money coming in. Keep me occupied, keeping me busy. And I'm working on more like self-love, you know, worrying about myself, you know, trying to make myself happy because, you know, I have a lot going on right now. So I'm just worried about me.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how my life's been. But week's been rocky, but it's going to be good. I'm going to be good.
She's going to be good.
Jazz, what's up with you?
I'm looking for the who.
I'm looking for the hoes.
Now I got that shit in my head.
Life has been
lifin'.
Life be lifin'.
Yo, for
life
real.
Is always but lifin'.
It's been okay because I'm grateful because my life could be worse. You know,
you're blessed and highly favored.
I'm blessed.
Do you hear this? You hear? I raised her. So clap for me, because I raised her, and look how
girl,
she's thinking.
Shut up. Not girl, shut up.
Listen, con respeto.
Tyra?
I've been great. Me and Ari got hired at the same job, so I'm looking forward to this Mayan. I've been spending time with my friends, and yeah.
How was your summer? I know we're in the fall and shit like that, but...
Our summer
was mid. I feel like we have better summers.
Yeah.
But like, we made the best out of what we had. Let's just say that. We stood in, but we had fun. Like, it wasn't like we stood in. We stood in with each other, like, when we stood in. And when we went out, we not was with each other. So it was just like, most of the time we was together. Other times, if we wasn't, we was home inside with each other.
So that's hilarious.
Like, for real.
We had a pretty chill summer. But we definitely had way better summers.
This is only three of them
because they deep. How many of y'all click?
There is five of us.
Five of y'all, okay. Which we shout out to the two that's missing.
We're a good friend group. Solid.
Solid. For real.
Sisters. I can vouch for that. I wouldn't as solid say as
we
they friends. Come.
We sisters.
For real.
But we had an okay summer. I would say it could have. I wish our summer was better though. I wish we did more stuff like Six Flags and stuff, but we couldn't squeeze it in the timing. Like we had like everything went by fast. Summer went by fast as hell.
This entire
we didn't have though. A long summer at all. So
yo,
since it was fast,
real.
It was like timing.
Yeah,
it was. We didn't get to put that much in, but the times we did go out, we definitely had a blast. Definitely memories. We had this summer. We had a couple memories, but we had better memories
for the books this summer,
for sure.
That's what's up. My week has been good. Nothing new. Just we finally back season 8 video, our first video back. If you guys haven't tuned into our first episode of season 8, make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You already know, Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter Pitch718. So where you can find a podcast, you will find the podcast there. What we getting into tonight? Let's hype this up. Let's bring this energy up. What we got? What's up? We got a game lined up.
We do.
What's the name of this game, Dory?
It does not have a name.
The game with no name.
Yeah. So okay. It actually does not have a name. I picked up this little cube. Oh, actually, it does have a name. It's called Table Topics.
Table topics. All right. So
questions
we're gonna be
to start great conversation. So I picked this up at Barnes and Noble. It was expensive, so don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. It's not a paid ad, but you know.
Definitely.
So how are we gonna do this? We're gonna grab one card each and we're just gonna go around with the question. Everybody's gonna answer it.
I guess we can do it that way. I figured we just pick up a card, we all answer it, and then move on to the next one.
Okay. So kind of similar to what we've done here before, but just a different game.
Yeah, it's just a different game, different questions.
Okay. All right. So who wants to start? You want to start it off?
Sure.
All right. So question numero uno.
Which of your ancestors would you most like to meet? I like this question because I never met my paternal grandma. She died before I was born because my dad is old. And people always told me that I looked like her, that, I don't know, I guess I had, like, the most features or whatever that resembled her, mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, good to know, because I always felt like I didn't look like either one of my parents. So I would like to meet my grandma, because I hear she was a badass, and I would love to see her. Yeah.
I would have to say, I got to meet my great-grandparents, my maternal great-grandparents. So I got to meet my grandmother's parents. I was very little. They passed away maybe when I was about, I think, 5 or 6. But my grandma was already taking me on trips to Puerto Rico at that age. So the first visit I made, that was the first time I met them. My grandmother, the first time I met her, and then she passed, and then I got to hang out with my great-grandfather maybe like twice after that, then he passed away. But he actually put me onto wrestling. That's why I was a big wrestling fan when I was a kid. Because my great-grandfather.
So you would like to see them again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my cool. My father's parents, I only met my grandmother. And my grandfather never met him. His parents never really knew any of like his grandparents or anything like that. I don't really have an interest in meeting them.
For me, it was the opposite. Well, no, I guess it was kind of the same. Like, I didn't meet my paternal grandparents, but not because, you know, of anything. It's just that they had died before I was born. So I always stayed with, like, that curiosity of what they were like.
It was old as fuck when we were born. Like, nowadays, yes. Your great-grandparents are, like, 50. How old
Please
are you?
Please don't make me a great-grandma right, 50. Because, like... no.
That's what I'm saying. She would be...
Baby, I'm not having no children.
Yeah.
You're not going to be a grandma. Mm.
We snapping.
Snaps.
Cheers to that.
She said, baby, I ain't having no babies. You bug it. Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Ari? Who would you like to meet?
I would probably say my grandmother's son. Because my grandmother, she has, like, really, like, different kids. Like, my aunts and my uncles and my mom, they're just, like, really different. All their personalities are different. And we have all different bonds. So I know, like, I would just be like, I wonder what that uncle would be to me. Like, I got one uncle. But I wonder what, you know, he would be to me. I got my chill uncle. I got my aunt that's crazy. I got my aunt that I'm cool with. And then I got my mom, you know, the chill one. But I definitely would want to meet him. Yeah, that would be my one person I would want to meet before.
Jazz?
I don't have anybody that I want to meet.
No, there's nobody that you would like to meet.
Me too. I have.
No, I don't know because I don't really care. Is that fucked
up? Fair enough.
Is that fucked up?
You're being honest.
I don't really care, but if I could meet somebody that's like old that died again, it would probably be my great grandma. Because she was nice to me, I think.
When I was little, she
was nice to me. From what I can remember. So, yeah. Except one time she whipped my ass. But, yeah.
Why she looked at you like it was your fault? She gave you the side eye. Like.
It probably was.
It was my fault that you got your ass beat? I wasn't even there.
No. It was because my mom sent me to DR for a month when I was little.
With my mom?
With my grandma. By myself.
Was it the best trip?
Yo,
I watched.
So, to clarify, she was 4, and she came back, and she knew perfect Spanish, and she had a beautiful tan, and she had a great fucking time.
Look at that.
No, but listen, it was crazy. She didn't experience what I experienced, and they killed goats in my face. And
they do the same thing in PR.
She says, That was literally my life growing up.
I saw pigs getting slaughtered, like in Puerto Rico.
And made me go to the farm.
The farm is the best part.
And she made me go to the farm last summer, too. And now that I'm older, I had the worst time of my life. I couldn't wait to come back home. I couldn't even talk to my friends, I couldn't even talk to my man. I couldn't even talk to my man. I was there for 5 days, bro. No internet.
That's a vacation away from your man, though. Just like, y'all, not you, but just like in general, any woman when she go on vacation.
I was sad.
Tyra, what about you? Anybody that you would like to meet? Any of the ancestors?
No.
Nobody?
She's like, nah, I'm good.
All right,
I didn't meet you,
question.
So I don't care.
I mean, no care.
Get all right.
all right. What's one thing you've done that you'd like to erase?
Ooh, a spicy question.
Wow. I'm gonna answer it. I picked the perfect card. What's one thing you've done that you'd like to erase? Oh man, maybe a certain somebody that I was with. I would want to erase everything, all those years completely. Just
damn.
Away. Race
you left
memory.
Quite an impression, my friend, apparently.
Not a good one.
I see.
Mm. I was the blessing in that relationship.
I think women are the blessing in most relationships.
Mm.
I said most. Not right, all. So don't start no shit.
Amber Heard was definitely not Johnny Depp's blessing.
Whoa. Yeah, nah. She's part of that small percentage that are crazy and insane.
What about you?
Something that I would like to erase? I don't know. I don't think that I would erase anything.
No.
Mm-mm. If I could erase something, I would erase my husband dying.
Okay, there we go. That's something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But I feel like all the other things that I've done have been, you know, is either a memory or a lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You learn from the fucked up stuff. So I wouldn't want to take any of it back because then I wouldn't be me and I like who I am.
That's true. She got real motivational right now. Philosophical.
For the young people.
Ari, what about you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like I'm a really genuine person. I don't know if I have anything that I would erase that I've done.
I could think of something. And that one something involves the three of you.
Oh, I think I know exactly. I think I know exactly what she's talking about.
What you think?
I wouldn't erase that.
No?
You wouldn't?
Why?
The beach.
Yeah.
I would not erase the beach.
Hold on a second.
She said we'll do it again.
It will do it three more times. Hold on. do y'all want to speak about this beach incident? Y'all could be vague with it. Yeah, but just to give the listeners some context.
I mean, we already are on the news. Might as well put it all out there. All
right, so walk us through it. Like, what happened? What's this beach incident?
What they're trying to say for us to erase was us protecting ourselves, okay?
And defending ourselves.
Basically, we happened to go on Labor Day to the beach where everybody else was at. Memorial Day to the beach where everybody else was at. We was with a whole bunch of people, our friends. We was having fun, lots of people. Nice beach day. Quick story, short end. We end up losing our speaker, and we end up finding the boy who had our speaker. He had it in his hands. He was all listening to it with his ear and stuff. So my friend asked for her speaker back, and she was like, it has my initials on it. I know it's my speaker. And the boy was very disrespectful, like, but you're not getting the speaker. So she snatched it out of his hands, of course, regular stuff. She went and sat back down to where basically our area was, all of our things. And as she sat there, the boy followed her, and he continued to talk and threaten her, like, oh, I'm going to have my girlfriend beat you and your friend's ass, da-da-da, over our speaker. So, yeah, I went, told him, I was like, I need you to back up because you're a little too close, and he pushed me. See, right there, you lost me. The whole beach got quiet.
So he put his hands on you first. Yes. He pushed you, okay.
He pushed me, and right there, you're bugging. Okay. Nah, took the Crocs off. I was ready to rumble. The whole beach, like, literally, I never seen, like, 500 people really watching me. It was literally, like, 500 people listening to me, like, if I was listening to saying a speech for everybody to listen to. Mm-hmm. Like, they was all listening to me arguing with this dude. I was like, nigga, you got me fucked up. I wish you wouldn't lay your hands on me like that again. Yo, I was like, what you want to do? What you want to do?
Yeah, like, I could only imagine. Right.
So then, like, the boys on the beach, like, is, like, pushing me away. Like, okay, we're not going to do this right now because we're going to have to whip this dude ass if he lays hands on you. Da-da-da. They split it up. Everything's fine. Everything dies down. Everything's back to normal. So now, everybody dancing, everybody listening to music, and they're on the boardwalk. The beach has a boardwalk. And I decide to walk on the boardwalk after everything dies down. And me and my friends were on the boardwalk, and I'm staring at the dude because he's, like, giving me direct eye contact as he's dancing. And
that's really weird and creepy, guys.
Yes, yo. I'm keeping eye contact with him because it's like, nigga, you bugging, like. We could take it there. So I'm keeping direct eye contact with him. He puts his speaker down that he has on him. And he's like, bitch, you looking at me like you got a problem, and start pointing at my face. See, right there, you're bugging. So now the beach start getting quiet again. And I'm like, nigga, you get your fingers on my face. So then he like, I bet. So he look at his girlfriend, and he's with his girlfriend. And he's like, beat this bitch ass. The girlfriend's what? Like, no, no.
Crazy.
And mind you, this is a white girl. She's like, no.
He's a white guy? He was white?
Black. He was a black Jamaican guy. Black Jamaican guy. So he's like, she's like, no, no. And then some stranger's like, dude, like, girl, stop trying to force your girlfriend to fight somebody. So then him and that girl's going back and forth. So her boyfriend starts arguing with him because it's like, dude, stop talking to my girlfriend like that. She's just trying to protect, you know, the girlfriend or whatever. So I'm like, y'all, just say the word, I'll slap this nigga right now. And then boom, the girlfriend, like, you'll slap what nigga? I was like, oh, my bad. Like, I took a step back. Like, I ain't mean it like that. Like, I wasn't thinking we was about to rumble right now.
Like, girl, we was trying to help you.
Yeah, so I took a step back. And then right when I took that step back, she decided to swing. And that's where holy moly roly started. And we fought, and as we were fighting, she did swing on me. Listen, I got an explanation. I am the baby of the friend group. Boom. This lady was older than me, and my friends was all in a circle around me at the beach already. So when she swung on me, Jasmine took the decision to, like, you know, get her from the side. And then, like, that just, like, took the rest of them to,
you
be
know,
like,
what's crazy?
Oh, that's what we doing. We're rumbling. And then, yeah, Jasmine can tell you about that part because That was mainly.
And her man, her man tried to kill me. You know what's crazy? I didn't even know what was going on. I just seen some girl trying to hit my friend. Like, girl, get the fuck out of here. So I just swung because, like, you got me fucked up. Well, you got my friend fucked up, but now you got me fucked up too. And then her man tried to grab me and choke me. I kid you not. He grabbed me. Try to lift me up and throw me over the boardwalk, but it was low tide, so it was just straight sand, like hard sand. So I would have, if I was to fall, I would have literally fell and probably like broke a leg or something. So you was really trying to aim for like killing me, like that's fucked up.
And y'all, what so the many hell? So you guys already know what happened once the fight broke out. It was so many people that, of course, multiple fights are going to break out. There was already tension at the beach. There was already so many people pushing each other. We don't live in the bougie like that. Like, people really gets down. Like, you push me, we gonna have to fight.
But we was in a bougie beach.
We was in a bougie beach. That was the problem there. Yeah, they had us on the news and
we brought the ghetto-ness to the bougie beach.
Tyra, how were you involved? Were you there?
Yeah, I was yanking that. Bro, I was dragging that bitch. That bitch was on the ground. Fucked up. Her whole bikini was off. Like, no, she was fucked up.
She was done. Like, she was bleeding from the head. After we fought her, she wanted more. Like, it was weird. Like, after we fought her, she started screaming, "Where them bitches at? Where them bitches at?
Girl, go and home."
You know
right. At this point, go home.
Right when I heard that, I said, "What?" I gave a stranger my phone. I didn't even know this boy. I said, "Here." I did a 360 on the boardwalk. I ran to her, and then we just started fighting again. And then, boom, a whole bunch of bitches I don't even know. I don't know these people. I only know one person, Janaylin, who is also in our friend group. We was fighting her, and a whole bunch of other bitches just started jumping her with us. Like, we don't even know these people. And then, mind y'all, as this is happening, her boyfriend's getting his ass whooped in the corner for trying to play with Jasmine.
Wow.
Like, how you feeling now, ho?
And then, so what ended up happening? You got the cop? Did the cops come?
We fled the scene,
came straight here.
Yep,
told my mom. My mom was just like, "What the fuck?" And then what's it called? We was on the news by the next day. We was on Milford PD News 12. We didn't think it was gonna go that far, but I see why, because we did start abroad. But like at the same time, what the fuck? We was on Facebook. Everybody was posting us. We was getting hundreds of hate comments. Our parents had to go in the comments defending us, because what the fuck? I'll kill all of y'all right now. Fuck you talking
and
about.
And then y'all, I
excuse me. Just saying.
Right. No threatening. All right. So let me say that this was I want to say a couple of summers ago, and they were obviously younger. So yeah, I don't know why I felt like I needed to say that.
And then
honestly, I felt bad for my mom though, because my mom, she is somebody that does have a name like in this, like in the system and in the city, mm-hmm. and she's known. So right once my face got up there, it was a lot. Like, "Oh, Jennifer, is that your daughter?" Like, you know, it was a lot. Like, you know, and then like, but my mom, she's a big activist for, she doesn't play that. First thing she did was get me off there, because I at the time, she did not play that. At the time, I was younger, as she said. I was a minor. She got me off that page in 2.2 seconds. She was not playing no games. Jennifer was on it. I love Superwoman.
They were younger. That's where I was going with that.
Superwoman. That was Superwoman. She definitely
Super Jen.
So, yes. So you girls wouldn't erase that. That wouldn't be something.
I would not erase that.
Did you learn anything from it?
I definitely did. I learned that people are racist. I never know. Like, you know, when you never like know your people are like, you know people are racist, but you never go through like a racist.
Yeah, you don't
like,
experience racism yourself.
Yeah, like actually, like I really experienced my first racism experience. Like, people were really in them comments violating me, like talking
Tell
about how we should die, and like, you know how like black people were. Were like shouldn't be at their beach, and like how
yeah, they did one come for them, and we did get in those comments because
it's like,
I was like, yo, like they're kids, why are you on here talking about kids that way? Like, yeah, wow. You know what, whatever, they
and
may
then,
have messed
like,
up, but you
too.
Have nothing to say. And like, you're an adult, you're fucking like 50 years old, and you here talking about 17-year-olds talking about what? That mm-hmm. they don't belong there, that look how they act because of who they are or where they came from. Come on.
How you gonna tell me what beach I belong, what beach I could go to, what beach I can't go to? That don't make no
ridiculous.
Sense.
That's ridiculous. They were saying things like, where we, like, you know, like just like, oh, they must be from Waterbury. Like, nobody's from Dirtbury, first of all. Like, I'm damn, not from yo. Over there. I'm not
damn,
from over there.
Sorry, Kevin.
All. Sorry, yeah, sorry, Kev.
Nobody's from over there. We're definitely not from there. But it was just, like, a lot because, like, I never knew, like, somebody that's a town away from me. I could be in a grocery store in Milford and you can be the person who commented that on Facebook. Like, for and racist real. As hell. And I wouldn't even think it.
You
like,
just made me think of, just about it. Like,
that's crazy. It is crazy.
Like, you're really a Milford resident that I could just be walking by. I could be a Mel lady giving you Mel, but you're just racist. And I wouldn't even know that. Like, that definitely showed that racism comes in any way, mm-hmm. anyhow. And I don't put it past nobody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we all ended up getting arrested. But they did their little program. The cops arrest me in my house.
Listen.
She should have turned herself in. I turned myself in.
First off,
they rounded everybody up that night, according to the cop that came to the house. They showed up at like 4:30 in the morning, banging on every door, every window around the house.
Extra.
Like,
no, like if I, like, you
six
know,
six police
like,
cars in front of the house. I wish like, I had a good are lawyer. You kidding me?
Like, if I really did
and then
something.
They're like, where's Jasmine? In her bed. Like, where the fuck is she supposed to be?
Right.
Fucking 5 a.m. Like,
wow.
Hello.
They came in at 5 a.m. In my room. In my room. Like, I opened my eyes in the morning.
At the time, because I was suing Milford PD.
Me too. I opened my eyes. The police, the cops were in my face. They took my wallet, my phone, put me in handcuffs in my dining room.
Right,
put me
like
in a car.
Why? Is that really necessary?
Took me to the
Doesn't
police
look like
station.
She gonna go somewhere. It's 5 a.m.
For
She's
real.
She's barely awake.
You gotta tell them about
took
Tesla.
Me to the police station. Then I was there for like an hour. They took my fingerprints and everything, took my mugshot. I asked them specifically if they were going to post my mugshot, and they all said no. And then the next day, my mugshot was on the fucking news.
What?
Like, what the fuck? And I was so sad. Yeah. I was crying my eyes out. I looked
Listen,
crazy as
somebody
fuck.
Sent me a link, and I'm like,
I was
I'm
so
just
sad.
Like, I was at work, and somebody sent me a link, and I was like, shit.
Wow. So now my mugshot is all up there. I don't care no more, though, because I could have looked worse.
Do y'all got all of y'all's? So I can post it as
no,
an episode
so,
cover?
Just me, because...
With consent.
With consent.
Since me and Tyra turned ourselves in, it was... we just kept our rights to stay silent, and they just read us our rights, and our moms was there. It wasn't really much to it. We just decided to not talk about it, because obviously y'all declared that we was wrong in the situation. Y'all didn't want to hear our side. So it was just like, I'm not going to explain my side, even because I know it's not going to change nothing about it. It's too deep in. Y'all already had the whole world thinking that we
they
did
made
all
up
this
their mind.
For no reason, or like this just started because they made it seem like it just started because of speaker, but it was more on to that. Like, guy disrespected us. Y'all missing that. The female laid her hands on me first. Y'all missed that. Like, it was a lot of missing pieces to the story that wasn't told. But I wasn't going to tell nobody because y'all already declared that we was going to.
Yeah, they already created their own narrative. So
yeah,
you were just
so it was
like
it wasn't worth it because it's like, it's not going to get nowhere.
Mm-hmm. It was not going to change, like, mm-hmm. what ended up happening.
And why you don't want to change that? Like, why wouldn't you want to change that?
I honestly wouldn't want to change it, in my opinion, only because I feel like, in situations, you know, stuff happens. Stuff happens. But in that situation, that's where I knew all my friends were solid. Let me tell y'all. Like, I wouldn't change it because that's the first time I felt like I had a whole army behind me. I'm not going to lie. I felt like in the situation, I was fighting somebody way older than me. In the beginning, you know, you feel alone because you're arguing with the girl alone, all this. But at the end, I knew I had an army behind me. And it was like, that's where, like, one of the situations that kept us solid, that kept us together, a situation that made us stronger as a friend group. Like, that's one of our main situations that hold.
I'm never going
to
forget that.
I'm about to cry. Like,
That's literally the same reason why I wouldn't erase it either, because it just showed how close we are. Like, we just really friends, you know? So I would never change that because I would never forget. I could tell my kids
all of my friends for life. We're all sisters for life.
Aww.
Even though we be arguing sometimes.
Ear horns
but
for them.
Argue, so it doesn't mm-hmm. even matter.
Yeah.
Sisters definitely do argue.
So everything's cleared. Y'all good. Y'all don't. Time
we
has
all
passed.
Did our little work that we had to do.
To get that, you know, situation.
Even though our other two are on the run.
The other two on the run, JK. But it's okay.
JK. JK.
Oh, I was like, wait.
It was a joke.
Just kidding.
Okay, I'm like, your question.
I'm like, can y'all let me know if I gotta edit something out? Like, all right, next question.
Would you rather be a pilot, horse trainer, farmer, PE, or a PE trainer? I mean, teacher. In my opinion.
Wow, that was those are really random Wait, like pilot, careers.
Trainer, pilot, farmer, horse trainer, horse farmer, trainer. Or a PE teacher.
PE teacher's out the window.
Yeah, PE teacher is definitely out the window. I wouldn't want to be a PE teacher.
Meaning,
in my opinion, I would probably be a pilot. Just because I feel like flying a plane sounds cool, different experience. Even though I got like 100 people's lives in my hands, but definitely sounds cool.
It's a lot
to
of
do.
Pressure.
Same. Everything she said.
I think pilot because you get to travel and go everywhere. Yeah, pilot.
I don't know. I would think I would. I don't was think. Farmer. No, I was thinking. I actually was thinking
that's mine.
Farmer,
that's farmer, mine. You yeah. too. Mm-hmm. All right. So I was gonna say pilot because. You know, it is really cool, and you get to like travel the world and see everything. But I would also kind of want to be a farmer because I used to love when my mom sent me to the farm. I used to love being around the animals.
What do you do at the farm?
It's boring, Tyra. You would hate it.
You would
hate it. I don't know. You do different things. Well, you guys,
you grow your own food.
Yeah.
You raise animals.
I would most definitely grow some weed.
It's like a natural way of living, you know? There's nothing better than you eating, like, food that you plant. And you grow.
Right, like you grew it yourself.
You grew it yourself.
It's something that you can be proud of.
Yeah.
Carlos' closet is a whole, like.
Carlos got.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Right.
A pilot, I couldn't. I'm afraid of heights. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I get anxiety just being on a plane, so I definitely could not be a pilot.
What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you? The scariest thing that probably ever happened to me. Was I don't know, scary shit be happening to me all the time. I probably can't even pick one. Yeah. I be going through all these weird ass life situations, all this scary shit. Like, God just be want to put me and my friends to a test or something.
Oh, look at her eyes,
her eyes are mad open.
We be going through some scary, crazy shit. But you know what? It just shows how smart
oh my God,
I am.
Tara,
because
I got one you can tell them.
What?
What? Tell them about Motel.
Wait, I wasn't there, but that.
Well, we want to know now. Go ahead.
So, when was this? What year?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, whatever. So, a few years ago, my friend met this random fucking guy at the fucking corner store, and he invited us to a hotel. He said a hotel, right? And my friends called me at like 12 and was like, do you want to go out? 12
in the morning?
12 in the morning. It was like, do you want to go out? They picked me up. It was a black guy. And it looked like an old man.
Driving.
Old man. It was a black, like.
Mind you, we didn't see his face yet. So we're still thinking he's normal. Like, you see the little braids, his little ski mask. So we're still thinking, like, he's, like, you know, just a regular dude. And his uncle is driving because we had asked. Our friend, like, who the hell is
the older dude driver?
And he's like, I guess it was the uncle. So he stops at the after hours and comes back in the car with these little ass nips of Patron.
Like, they were little.
Like little, like, yeah. So I'm just like, oh, nah. Like,
so he had a room and he wanted you guys to go back?
Yes, he wanted us to come with him.
To the hotel.
To the hotel. To hotel.
Why?
Hotel, yeah. So, just to chill. He thought his friends was going to be there.
Yo, there's red flags like that, all
right?
over the story.
Right, but it is red flags.
We're stupid and young,
but
though.
But at the time, we were stupid and young. But I just thank God that we did it together and not know we didn't do this shit.
Right. Like, and I'm so glad that you weren't there.
Yeah, I ended up going?
So we're in the car. We're in the highway. And we're getting off exit 30. So that's where we know something's wrong. Why are we getting off exit 30 if we're going to a hotel?
There's no hotels on exit 30.
What's off exit 30?
Like warehouses and shit.
Motels. Motels is off exit 30, y'all.
If you know, you know.
Motels.
Which one? Flea bed bug infested.
Where we used to live?
Honey Spot.
On Honey Spot?
Yes.
Oh, that's 31. That's not 30.
Oh, 31. 31.
We get off the exit, and I'm just like, oh, hell no. Like, I look, I'm like, I'm tapping the girl. Like, nah. Like,
like, nah, we gotta go.
We start texting the group chat, like, oh, God. Hope he don't turn in here. The signal lights start turning on. We just all turn our heads.
So how'd you guys leave?
Oh man.
This just keeps getting worse.
Right.
We finally get in and we go upstairs and now we're in the hotel. The motel.
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 We're trying not to be rude to just walk away from dude, but we're thinking of a plan about how to get away. So, boom, we get in the room, and we go in the bathroom, and we start planning. Like, okay. I'm like, all right. So
how many of you in the bathroom?
It's just us three. Me, her, and Janaylin. So, I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. One's just going to, Janaylin, you're going to sit there and talk to him real quick, and then we're just going to wait till he come back in the room, act like we're going outside.
He was by himself, which
is? Yes. Okay. So, we're going to act like we're going outside, have a conversation, and tell him to come back in. So, Janaylin's outside, and she's talking to him. She's like, oh, my friends just want to talk to me real quick, and then we're going to come back in. So he comes in the room and we go in the hallway. And once the door closed,
we ran.
I hit the feet.
We ran.
I hit the feet. Like, I just stopped playing. Like, I hit the feet. And then, boom. I don't know if he heard us, but the door opens. He starts running after us.
He was chasing us.
For how long?
All the way to the gas station. We ran to the gas station.
Because that's the closest place. There's someone in there.
It's public, and it's like somebody's in the store. And I call my brother. I'm going to my brother's phone. He's like, okay, I'm on my way to come get you. So my brother's on his way to come get me. And the dude's cursing himself. He's like, y'all just made me buy a hotel with bottles for no reason. I'm like, nigga, you're a weirdo. You bought nips, first of all. You're a weirdo. Like, I don't know you. You're a weirdo. Get away from us. Like, you're a weirdo. Then we go in the gas station. We waiting for him to leave. He's not leaving. My brother finally get there. And we get in the car. And he's still outside the gas station just sitting there talking shit.
Like, is he in his car?
Or no, he's just standing there talking shit. Like, oh, yeah, weirdo ass. He was mad as fuck, but I'm pretty sure he remembered that shit. Because we do. And I'll tell you right now.
What the fuck?
So did we learn a lesson from that?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, good.
So we're no longer going to motels with strangers.
You think that was your scariest one? No, I think that was definitely your scariest one.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You're about to get freaking human trafficked and shit. God forbid.
You know they have that. When I went to Houston? Me and my homegirl when she came from New York.
Is it the thing at the bar that you say a name or whatever, or you ask for a specific drink and they know that you need help?
No. Oh. We went in the hotel room behind the door in the hotel room. There's a sign that says, be careful. Like, this is an area with, like, high trafficking, human trafficking. So be careful of your surroundings. She was so scared. She's like,
how dare you put that on the back of the door? What the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, how do you put that on the back of the door? That's insane.
She was like, yo, I'm about to turn around, go back to the airport, and fly back to Boston.
Yeah, like, that's something that is just like, okay. You might get kidnapped and, you know, sold for parts.
But then,
it's cool. Stay here again.
But then when that was a hotel room in New York. And then when we went to Houston, I believe we saw the same thing behind the door. It was me and her. And we saw the same thing in Houston. But then I did read up that Houston is like a popular like high human trafficking area.
Why y'all wanna take all the people from Texas?
Because so many people visit.
I mean, I'm not saying come up here, but like, why there?
Because so many people visit Houston. It's a popular city. Houston, LA, Vegas, New York, Miami. Those are all like places where a lot of tourists.
I think Vegas is probably like the number one hotspot, just because everybody's drunk or high and people are on vacation. They're always on that vacation mode. There's really no kids.
Yeah, very Vegas high. Is fun.
Yo, even my grandma was high. She took a Molly.
What?
Y'all, swear to God, y'all.
Where?
In Vegas.
That's crazy.
She was lit, though.
Vegas.
Long
is
live
fun.
Our Nana.
Titties in her face,
she
all
was
that.
The fucking litest Nana.
I was like, yo, what?
I also I had like, titties yo, in my was, face yo, in Vegas.
Yeah, I was like, a ship yo, out there. Nana. She was lit, though. She was lit. But everybody was high in Vegas. Like,
shout out to
it
her.
It was like, everybody. And mad people, like, you know, mad homeless people be in Vegas. I didn't even know yeah. it was like that. It was mad mm-hmm. homeless
yeah,
people.
I
want
to go to Vegas. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You drink outside. I was so drunk. I was so twisted walking around.
Mm-hmm. I want to go.
New Orleans is fun too.
I want to go been. There. I've always wanted to go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah. yeah. Me too. Mardi Gras is around my birthday.
I want beads, bitch.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Hell yeah.
I didn't think it was true, right? And this old woman, a whole bunch of college kids is at the bar. They're at the top with the beads. This old lady, she turns around. She pulls her shirt up. She shows her boobs. And
no,
they just
that's a thing.
All throw the beads yeah,
exactly.
at her.
Exactly. I want that.
The
beads. I want beads.
I
want
to go. I will.
I have nice boobs. I don't mind tits. Showing them.
They definitely did.
I got nice boobs,
you
too.
You look at them?
I'm there to look. I'm with looking. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. It's the voyeur in me. Anyway.
She likes to watch. Mm-hmm. I like to do.
Next question.
Is it my turn?
Yes, Tyra's question.
Did we answer scariest thing?
Oh, Dory? No, we didn't.
Scariest thing.
I've been through so many. All right. Top two. I almost died during a miscarriage when I was 16. Before I had Jasmine. And when my husband died, the night my husband died.
Okay. I don't know. I can't think of. Man, I had a bunch of scary moments growing up. Having the teacher call, waiting for my mom, knowing about to get. I don't know about y'all. I was scared as shit of my mom. Like, if I knew if I did something and I knew like I was home and she was gonna come home after work and beat my ass, I'm sweating. I'm scared. I'm trying to see how I could get away. I used to try to fake sleep to see if she'd leave me alone when she get home. Wasn't happening. But anyway, maybe that. Oh, I had a scary plane ride coming back from Vegas with my ex, Delta. Fuck you, Delta. She was scary
like
as
you.
Shit. All right, the plane ride was smooth or whatever, right? Suddenly, the plane, like, it was a little turbulence, and the plane just, like, dropped. Oh. Like a free fall, a drop, descended quickly. Mm. And then when I felt that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I grabbed, like, my ex's arm. Like, I dug my nails into his arm, yo. And then on the other side, the same row, but on the other side, there was a guy. When that happened, he just yelled. He was like, oh, my God, no. And he's, like, clutching the front of his seat really hard. So when the plane just dropped and descended, it ascended very quickly. Like, it just started going like you were in a fucking rocket. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, like I'm going to die. Like, we're going to die on this plane because that's what you're thinking, you know? I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to die on this fucking plane. Like, what the fuck? And then suddenly, like, you know, it calmed or whatever. And then the fucking pilot comes on and he's like, oh, sorry about that, folks. I got a little too close to the plane ahead of me. Why did you need to tell us that? Like,
yeah.
Now I'm in fear and anxiety the rest of this plane ride.
Right, because now it's like, how do you say that? It's not like you're just tapping the car in front of you. It's a fucking plane, 30,000
yeah,
feet in the air.
That was scary.
Wild.
Yeah. I dead ass thought that plane was about to crash, yo. And it's bad enough that I don't like to fly. I have really bad anxiety, like, when I'm going to fly. I dead ass have to either, like, take a shot at the bar. I'll have to be, like, high. Something. Because I'll be
I love flying.
And I have flown alone. I'll be, like, I'll be trying to play it cool. I'm like, shit happens, like.
I love flying alone.
I don't let it stop me. You know how some people are really like have a fear of flying and they never fly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't stop it. Because when am I not going to enjoy my life or travel because
right,
I'm
yeah.
afraid to fly?
I don't know. So, a lot of people, that's what they, exactly what they do. Know. They only go to places where they can drive.
I know.
I do be nauseous, though.
What?
Like, nauseous on the plane.
Yeah?
I'd be nauseous.
Like motion sickness?
Yes. Sometimes
do
I
do you ever
up.
Get car sick?
No. Never car sick, only on the plane. Yeah, I think it's because, like, I don't know what it is.
The ascending.
I got
ascending.
Car sick for the first time in Vegas, actually. We was driving back from Vegas to Arizona. And we took a plane there, but these a-holes wanted to drive back. Like, I'm, like, mad as hell. Half the family.
How long is that drive from Arizona?
Only, like, 4 hours, 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that bad.
From Arizona,
it's
kind of
like
where?
Going to
Vegas.
Oh, okay.
To Cali. Mm-hmm. So we went to Vegas.
Yeah,
we drove
yeah
to
it's
Cali.
Definitely like going
yeah.
to Cali.
Like 4 hours.
Because when I went to Arizona to Palm Springs, it's like a 4 hour drive, so it's mm-hmm. not that bad. But yeah, I got my first car sick, and we was at Burger King, and my grandmother was ordering me food, and there was these two red buckets like that said like for like. Cleaning supplies, and she gave me a cup to go pour my juice. So I'm pouring my juice, and I'm feeling nauseous, and I just threw up right in the bucket. And she, the Mexican lady, like, no, you can't throw up in there. You can't throw up in there. I'm like, you rather me throw up in here or on your floor?
Right.
And she's like, you can't throw up in here. My grandmother's like,
what
I'm
was
clean
in the bucket?
It. I'm gonna clean
what
it. It was she... nothing. Just like nothing.
An empty bucket.
It was an empty bucket, and then there was a white rag on the side, like you know, the
clean. Oh, they were gonna clean with
but,
it.
But like
I
you
could
have got.
Oh,
I'm pretty
on.
Sure you had another rag in the back. My grandmother's like, it's okay, I'm going to clean it. And they brought me to the bathroom, but I was just, like, so, like, car sick. I was just so annoyed. I was like, yo, why didn't they take me on a plane back? This is mad disrespectful. I have a family on a plane back. I'm like, yo, this is on a fear. So I know.
Leave the kid behind.
Right. I'm texting my mom, like, mom, I'm dying in this car. But oh, I made no. it to Arizona fine. After I fell asleep, I was okay.
All right, we're going to get to the next question. Dory, what's the next question?
Oh, it's my go again, right?
Believe so.
Would you rather your parents hug you, praise you, or do something nice for you?
All right, what's the first one? Hug you?
Hug you, praise you, or do something nice.
I'm going to say hug. My mom is not very affectionate.
Yeah, I'm
she
gonna
never was really very affectionate.
Yeah, I'm same. My yeah. mom sucks too.
Yeah.
And I would say hug.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys?
My mom's not affectionate either, but I'm not affectionate either, so I really don't mind it. So I'd probably say do something nice for me.
Okay.
I want my mom to praise me. Get on your knees. And worship me.
Okay, there's a difference Wait. Between praise and oh. worship.
Oh,
child.
Never mind. What does praise mean?
Like to tell you, like, hey, you're doing a great job. Oh, that's great.
Like words of affirmation.
Probably,
yes.
Probably that. Because sometimes you be needing a little bit of, I don't know.
Push. You need a little push.
Yeah, I want my mom to say nice stuff like that to me all the time to make me feel special.
All right, important. All right. Okay.
She's like, I'll work on it.
I will.
I want my mom to buy me something because she hasn't gotten me anything in a long time. And
mom?
I want something expensive.
What was okay. the last thing your mom got you?
Probably some AirPods.
That's which like generation?
The newest one.
Okay.
But that's only like 100 and something.
So what, how much listen. Do you want to spend?
Right. You know what you got to do
I
for 100 and something?
I want the Beats ones. Those are like 600. I want those.
Mom, buy me those for Christmas.
But yeah, Tivo? Okay.
Please, that's the only thing I want. That's the only thing I want. If you only buy me that, I would love you forever. I mean, I would love you forever regardless, but... Please.
So she gonna love her forever regardless.
So how about?
Oh my
check
god!
Check this out.
What cup is that?
Mine.
Can I have it?
Can you have it?
No, she can't. She
you pay for that?
No, someone gave it
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
Somebody gave it to me. So yes, I'll give it to you.
Like, thank you.
Bye. You never asked.
That's our water cup.
So.
Funny you know how many water cups.
Oh, my mom is weird as hell. My mom is weird as hell.
Yo, Jazz's face was like,
She weird. I think she like Ari better than me. That's weird.
What was the question?
Moms always like the friend better than.
That's not true.
No, wait. Because one time I was friend with this girl here, and her mom told me she liked me better than her own daughter. That's like she crazy. Told me out of her mouth she liked me better than her own daughter.
Listen, I love you guys. You guys are like my kids. You know that.
My mom's not going to say all that, though.
And I was looking at her like...
You know, I birthed her. You know what I've like been through with this child? And
one's like- I was looking at her crazy because what do you mean?
That's crazy. We were talking about something before we got into the cup and the whatever.
My mom used to do shit like, to this day, she kind of stopped because she just realized that I just don't care. But she used to try to make me jealous with like other girls. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So she would, all right, I'm going to give you an example. So her husband's niece, right? She's from South America, whatever. And when my mom went out there to Colombia to visit his family, he met her his niece. So she was attracted to my mom. She was like on her, like, oh my God, you're like the mom I never had. Being so affectionate with my mom, being my mom, like, oh my God, I wish she was my mom. So my mom's telling me, she's like, oh my God, she's saying like, she wished that she was my daughter. She wished that I was her mom. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, she don't know what it is to live with you. Like, you know? So
I get that all the time.
She ended up coming back home. Or whatever, and then the niece, they kept in contact. They were always on WhatsApp, always talking. My mom telling me all of this all the time. Oh, I spoke to the girl, whatever. I spoke to my niece and all of this, whatever. So she ended up coming over to the United States, and she ended up staying with my parents for some time. And girl, she ended up being a finessa. Like, she was finessa. Yeah. What? She was, you know, she coming from Colombia and shit. She coming to the United States.
Dang.
She was finessing my mom, like, being all nice, asking my mom for money, having my mom give her money. She gave her shelter, giving her clothes. She had no job. Wild. Like, yeah, for nothing. Because then when she ended up moving out or whatever, like, she just cut my mom off after everything that's they crazy. Did for her. Yeah. So I was like, I would never.
Yeah, I could never.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, my mom used to try to do shit like that, Tyra. Don't worry about it.
No, my mom was just, she's just really nice to everybody but me. That's all it is. Like,
and her, and me.
Well, yeah, but that's because she sees me and you.
And she's nice to the rest of the grandkids but me. Ooh.
What? It's because you remind her of me. I don't know why. She don't look like me. She look like a father.
Maybe it's because we act the same. She's crazy.
She is crazy. See, she understands my struggle now. That's why when she's like, oh, you don't know what this is like, girl, that was my entire life.
And now I got to live with this woman. Oh, my gosh.
All right. What was the question? We got lost with what the question was.
I don't remember.
Oh, would you rather your parents
hug you? Yeah, we did all of that. But we all went. All
right, so.
What's the hardest thing you've ever done?
Oh man,
I've done a lot of hard things.
I've done a lot of hard things.
Those two. Wink, wink. No. Sorry. I don't know. I feel like as a mom, I should probably stay giving birth, but I honestly feel like, you know, it's crazy because when I have that conversation with people, they're like, oh my God, I'm so scared of like giving birth and the pain and like all of this stuff. And I always tell them, that's nothing. Labor is nothing compared to what's coming after once that baby's here. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. How can you say that? Because I fucking lived it. I've done it 4 times. I know. But yeah, so that's... parenting is tough. And the hardest thing that I've ever done was make the funeral arrangements for my husband.
Yeah, that's hard.
That was the hardest thing I've ever done.
I'm going to say the hardest thing for me, I would probably... I don't want to be so dark, so I'm not going to mention both things, so they both relate around death. And I just don't want to be dark right now. But one of them was definitely seeing my dad pass away. That was the hardest thing. And second, walking away from someone, a relationship after many years that I was still in love with. That was hard as fuck.
That is
because
very
in my
hard.
Nature, when I'm locked in mm-hmm. for me, so I, because I, mentally I'm so extreme, so it's like when I'm locked in, I'm not like most people where I see things like short term. So if I'm locked in with you, it's because I already see it like long term. Whether it be, you know, we break up but we're still friends or whatever, even friendships like. You know, I don't take on friendships and I don't become friends with. And now I'm harder now to really be friends with. Before, I would be like, anybody I hang out with, I'd be like, that's my friend. That's my friend. So now I don't like when people do that. So if somebody, like, sees me with somebody once or twice, they're like, oh, that's your friend. No, that's not my friend. Like, I just know this person. Whether it's by association or whatever, but that's not my friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But with anybody that I allow in my circle, that to me is like, long term, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be in your life and I want you in my life for as long as we're both breathing. If not, if you're not on that same like wavelength as me, then it's better for you to just like leave my life than for me to have to deal with the disappointment later on of like, oh, you, so you was not really shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I envy of her, is her ability to kind of like draw that boundary. I have trouble doing that because mm-hmm. when I love, and I don't know how to unlove.
Yeah. What about you, Ari?
The hardest thing for me was probably finding my grandmother passed away and like having to tell my mom that. First person to tell her, like, you know, her mom's not here no more. It's probably the hardest thing I've been through.
Yeah. That's hard, and that's still fresh for you.
Yeah.
So you're still grieving through that. Right. Jazz?
Probably when my stepdad died. Damn, this is sad. But yeah, that was, like, the scariest and the hardest thing that I've, like, been through.
For me, it was probably finishing high school because I thought I wasn't going to finish. And I barely went to school. And they always would tell me, if you didn't do the work, then you wouldn't graduate. So I just pushed. And I graduated, even though I thought I wasn't going to.
But you made it.
You made it. Remember air horns. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Air horns for Tyra. Hold on.
Right.
Air horns for you, honey boo.
Ooh. All right. I don't want to answer any more questions. I think that we should talk about something happy. I love this game. I love these questions because, as you can see, they get, like, deep, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it gets a little dark and
it's funny because morbid. The questions are very simple, but it's like it makes you think about stages in your life or whatever. And I like that it does that. I like that it makes you think about tough things because mm-hmm. it teaches you how to get over them, you know?
She's like,
yeah, because you don't like to talk about feelings.
Exactly. No, I feel you. I feel you on that. Like, I hate, you know what it is? I hate to go back to past feelings. For whatever reason that is, maybe it's because I haven't really processed them and really have healed them. But I just don't, it's so uncomfortable for me. Like, even in therapy, like I've gone to therapy and when they ask me like certain things of the past, depending on what stage of my life we're talking about, I will legit have a panic attack. And they'll be like, but what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't talk about certain things. Like, it's just, for me, it's just too much. I think that I mentally put myself back in that space and I just lose it. I don't know.
It depends on, like, the person, I feel like, who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I'm with you on that because I feel like, I don't know, like, when I talk to my therapist, it took us a while to, like, warm up to each other, I guess. But she's, oh, wait, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Girl.
I'm so sorry. I forgot. I was going somewhere
ladies
with that.
All right. We're going to just... Ladies, is there anything specific that you girls want to talk about? Us being older, you know, older women have walked in the footsteps that you guys are now walking. Like, are there any questions specifically that you would want to ask us or something that you would want to talk about as far as, like, young women coming into your own, guys, friendships, whatever, life?
What makes older women want to eat a guy's ass?
Out of all the things. Out of all the things you could have asked.
Why the hell?
Like, why?
Oh, that was, they were actually why? Talking about it. So before we started recording, when it was just that's me, brutal. Jazz, and Tyra, like, we were talking. We wasn't even talking about that specifically. We were just talking about, like, I guess, like, sex and sexual experiences. And I was telling Jazz, like, you know, as you
get older, yeah.
As you get older, as you explore more with sex or whatever, with guys or whatever, like,
still not
you're experience ass. Certain things. And she was like, I will never eat ass. I'm like, we wasn't even talking about that.
Right. I don't know. I used to say the same thing. And here we are.
It's all about, you know what it is? It just boils down to, like, pleasure. Pleasuring and being a pleaser.
Come on, that's what I gotta say at work. My pleasure.
Yeah. No, but seriously, that's really all that it is. Because as you get older, it's not so much about your pleasure. You start getting turned on by the way your person gets turned on by you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, but I just feel like if a guy like getting his ass eat, then you gay. Or is that wrong to say?
No, that's your opinion.
I mean, that's your opinion.
Right.
Because that's your, and there are plenty of women. Why you want to get your ass ate for?
I'm not going to lie, I agree.
A lot of women have that
opinion. You had your ass eaten before?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
And do you like it?
Yes.
Okay, so they like it too.
All right, I don't like it that much.
I do.
Why?
Look at Tyra. Hey, okay. Look at Tyra. Hey. Why not?
Because it's regular.
Wait, I'm not going to lie to you. It is a little regular. It's nothing spectacular about getting your ass ate. So it's like for a nigga to
I think it's the person.
Right. They're not doing it right.
They're not doing something.
It's the person.
Mm-hmm. Something is not being
done. It doesn't matter if you think it's normal. It's the person. It's how they do it.
Yeah.
You've ever been. And it's also like
how close you are to that person.
Right. I was going to say, have you girls ever experienced somebody that you are just so highly attracted and turned on by that they could walk into the room and you can just be like, splash. Like,
yes. I'm only fucking one person. My whole life, I've been messing with the same
multiple
person.
People, but.
She's a Tyra. Multiple.
No, for real. Because you ever just like go to like a function Tyra or something and you just see a guy and he's just so cute. You just get wet. But you don't even know that guy. Like, I don't even know you, but you look good as fuck.
Wait, yes.
She's talking about strangers.
I'm not talking about a stranger.
No, that's what I meant.
No, that for me, that level of like attraction would come from somebody that I've already been with. Or somebody somebody you're already talking to, I'm familiar with, and we're building up that sexual tension, then that attraction is there. Or we've already been fucking.
Man, those are great times. But like in the beginning when you
first 3 months of talking to a guy is the best.
And then they change. And they turn into some devil ass.
And then you hate them.
And they can die
into assholes.
Okay, I don't like men.
A lot of that is our fault, though. We give them way too much power.
Yes,
that is our fault.
But it's like it's your fault too.
We make them feel like they're him, and you're not him.
I just have attachment issues. You're not him
at all.
Wow.
Okay.
You are not.
I have attachment issues too. Got it from somewhere. This is terrible.
Let's break the cycle.
Listen, I tried. Please. I tried my best.
Let's break the
cycle. It didn't work.
Well, I I tried my best and it worked. And now he's blocked.
That's a typical hood love story.
He's blocked, and even though I do still be watching him off my other account, my fake account. Listen,
you should not be saying that.
Right. Yeah,
Shut up.
She doesn't mean nothing she's saying.
Right. I'm like, why would you say that? Why? Anything else but besides eating ass that you girls would want to talk about?
Like, is there any stage of your life that you're looking forward to? Something that you want to do or you want to get from life that maybe we've already gone through and we can explain?
Maybe getting my first apartment. I am so excited.
I do want to get my first apartment. Well, I'm
so getting. Do you? First... Do you really? Because you don't look too convinced.
Not right now.
I'm ready.
But eventually.
I'm
very ready. Like, once I could, I'm out.
My advice with that is, this might sound bad, but in today's economy with inflation and our sleepy ass president and times and the United States debt and just the bad, all around bad economy that we are currently experiencing, this is where this advice is coming from. Stay home for as long as you can. Work. Save your money. Mm-hmm. Don't be in a rush to live by yourself. It's not easy. All the things that you guys like to do now, you have to sacrifice a lot of that because
you have to work extra.
You have to work and maintain the roof over your head now becomes priority. And it's not easy. I hear everything is hella expensive. When I was your age, specifically, I was already out and I was living in my first place. Was not even an apartment. It was a room I was renting. $100 a week, which is $400 a month. Where can you pay $400 a month for rent? Now, nowhere. Now renting a room is not even $100. It's like $200 or more.
Yeah, definitely more.
Like $8.
Yeah.
Because now, I don't even think they do it by the week anymore. I think they just charge like a fee or whatever for the month.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's hella expensive. That would be my advice to you. Like,
well, I'm relying on the New York Housing Lottery. So if y'all got my back, then yeah. And I don't even care if I'm unemployed. Once I get that email about that New York Housing Lottery, I'm employed right away. I don't give a fuck. I will be pulling that money out of somewhere. I will not fumble my first apartment if that New York Housing Lottery got my back. I will not fail y'all.
Well wishes to you, child.
Right.
Please.
Back and to you, Haiti. Sure.
Your mom basically said you suffer from maid character syndrome.
Absolutely.
It's your Leo rising, honey. High five.
You're a Leo?
Horizon. No. I only say that because we have the same three major, you know, whatever that shit is called. I can't think of it right now. So we're going to wrap it up, ladies. How y'all want to end it? Y'all want to give shout outs to y'all other two members or y'all click
shout
missing.
Out to Saf, she do here, follow her Instagram. What's her Instagram?
The Baddest Gem. Also Janaylin,
shout out to our working friend Janaylin, who's always at work,
who's right. always at work.
And Matt Where's Smart
Panera and Journeys.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And she got look at jobs. You. Congrats to you.
And she got her we don't prep see you classes. Anymore.
And she's taking all college prep classes. And she's also drives and has her license.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out to y'all.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. This was very.
We definitely learned
entertaining and interesting. And yeah.
Yeah. Anytime.
Nice to meet
y'all.
It's currently 1:00 in the morning right now. So we're like.
I would just like to say thank you to my parents for their great. No, let me stop.
Like, cut it out, girl.
I know. I don't know, man.
Absolutely nobody.
It was nice having you, girls.
All right, guys. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, again, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. I know y'all got a nice follow, and I'm hoping y'all going to be sharing this episode. Yeah, yeah. All right. like, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You already know you can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Yeah, so we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.